Listen to this news. Pakistan markets reel as Afghan trade halt hits prices. Pakistan's market is experiencing sharp fluctuations in essential commodity prices after the suspension of Afghan trade, with fruits and vegetables becoming significantly more expensive while poultry prices have fallen steeply in Punjab and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. The daily exchange of perishable goods between the two countries had long supported a stable supply in the border regions. Abdul Basit, head of the Poultry Wholesalers Association, said on Sunday that the current volatility is a direct result of disrupted demand and supply caused by the halt in trade. He said Pakistan's routine trade with Afghanistan involved both export and import of essential perishable items, including chicken, fruits, and vegetables. Poultry product prices are down as there is no export to Afghanistan now and there is surplus supply in the local market, Basit said. Live chicken, which sold for 460 Pakistani rupees minus 470 per kilogram in September, is now priced at PKR 350 to 360. Boneless poultry meat has dropped to 700 Pakistani rupees minus 800 per kilogram from around 1000 Pakistani rupees earlier. Vegetable and fruit prices have surged as traders are unable to import supplies from Afghanistan. Mohammad Fahad Iqbal, vice chairman of the Fruits and Vegetables Association, said Pakistan relies heavily on Afghan imports for items such as tomatoes, onions, and fruits, as well as a wide range of dry fruits. With the borders closed, he said, prices have risen sharply. Potatoes are now selling for PKR 200 to 300 per kilogram, onions for PKR 250 to 400 per kilogram, garlic at 600 Pakistani rupees per kilogram, and ginger at 800 Pakistani rupees per kilogram. A vegetable wholesaler noted that recent floods destroyed many local crops, leaving Pakistan increasingly dependent on Afghan produce. In many areas, vegetable and fruit crops were wasted, so we have been relying heavily on Afghan imports, he said. Tensions escalated after Pakistan's defense minister, Khawaja Asif, claimed that Afghanistan's Taliban government had instructed its traders to halt commerce with Pakistan. He suggested that a complete stop in bilateral trade would ultimately benefit the Pakistani population, a statement that has added to the ongoing political debate. The trade suspension has triggered immediate economic consequences on both sides of the border, with Pakistani markets now grappling with shortages, surpluses, and sharp price swings across essential perishable goods. Automotive World, Kotra boosts Korean auto parts entry into Aizen's EV supply chain.